Welcome to Landscape Digital Show, where every week, in less than 10 minutes, you get one actionable idea for growing your landscape or lawn care business. Thanks for joining me today. I am your host, Jeff Corhan. This is episode 60 of Landscape Digital Show. I am your host, Jeff Corhan, and I appreciate you joining me today for a conversation on customer care, marketing lessons in leadership, communication, and training. The best marketing for any business is not what its media says, but the actions its people take, especially when circumstances are less than optimal. To perform in clutch situations, and let's face it, everything in life is a performance, requires that your business shows through its actions that it cares about its customers. This means that your people need to be trained for every conceivable circumstance that they may encounter. One of the best ways to prepare for this is to take situations, either yours or those that you learn about through friends or the media, and break them down into practical lessons that become part of your regular training. That's what we're going to do today. We're going to explore that situation that involved one of the major airlines in which a passenger was, quote unquote, re-accommodated with the use of excessive force. You know what I'm talking about. You can use situations like this as case studies to prepare your business to avoid or at least skillfully manage crisis situations like them when they develop. Let's start with leadership. Many people are saying the CEO of the airline should be fired. If you are the owner of your landscaping business, that spotlight is going to be on you when things do not go as planned. Unlike the airline CEO, I would hope that you, A, acknowledge the situation and calmly take responsibility for it. B, get together with your team and study it to learn what went wrong and how it can be avoided in the future. And C, fix it for this customer and train everyone so that it does not happen again. I seriously doubt that I'm telling you anything that you didn't already know. But let's consider going a step further by taking a new approach. Why not share the circumstances with all of your customers? Because depending on your community, they will probably find out on their own anyway through Angie's List, Yelp, or day-to-day word of mouth. If you take the lead and risk being vulnerable, you can not only show your customers you are committed to making things right, but also you can make this a teaching moment. For example, everybody hates rework, especially customers. So the next time you have to replace expensive trees, use that in your media to convey a lesson on watering to help customers understand how to avoid a similar event with their property. If the problem was something underground, have a conversation about soil types and amendments. You can try to protect your business with contract language, and probably should, but a better approach is to support that with teaching examples. Now, let's talk about communication. A friend of mine wrote an article last week about her true experience with another airline and how a challenging situation turned out to be quite memorable because the pilot stepped out to proactively communicate with the passengers every step of the way. This included a face-to-face explanation at the gate before boarding about the details of a mechanical problem, and then another, and then a gate change that required a manual rebooking procedure, and so on. You get the picture. People were inconvenienced, they were delayed, and they were less than delighted with the experience, but everything worked out fairly well because they were communicated to in an open, honest, and direct way. Contrast that with a major airline, the blaming, forced evacuation, and the curious absence or involvement from the airline staff, deferring instead to outside security personnel that created the absolute chaos that everybody experienced. Here's something to consider that's vitally important. You are not the CEO of a major company, so you cannot call a press conference to share what you need to share with one of the major networks. This is why you need to be building your networks to ensure you will have an attentive audience for handling situations just like this. And of all of the networks and communication channels that you have, the most important, in my opinion, is email, because it's the most personal. At least it is if you use it that way, by consistently encouraging a dialogue that lets customers know what's going on in your business, such as meeting members of your team, or maybe what's happening behind the scenes. For this to work, you have to be proactive. You have to show up on a regular schedule so that your audience is there for you when you have an important communication to make. That's just how it works. And finally, we get to training. If you expect your team to perform at the highest level, they need to know you will do your job, and that's to bring your industry leadership and experience to developing systems that ensure the right things get done right. In our major airline example, there has been some interesting social media commentary. One suggested that the staff was trained to get airplanes to destinations on time, when in fact there needs to be a shift to getting passengers to destinations on time. Think about that. When we see airline industry rankings, it's usually about flights arriving on time. Have you ever seen a ranking until now about the number of passengers that get bumped? What we're talking about is the collective customer experience. Everything matters, from departing and arriving on time and what happens in between. Isn't that what your landscape customers want? Projects completed on time, professional care, and working with great people to take the time to answer the many questions that people will always have. Training makes it all come together. The call to action for this episode is to sit down with your team and discuss this major airline fiasco. Ask what they think should have happened and what they would do about it now if they were the CEO of that company. And make it a habit to do this with landscaping industry examples that you encounter. In fact, if you have one, I'd love to hear it. Without identifying any specific companies, of course, just leave a comment below and maybe we can talk about it in a future episode. That's all for this episode. If links were mentioned, you'll find them in the show notes at landscapedigitalshow.com. While you are there, you can also register to join Landscape Digital Institute to get the full content experience, including upcoming webinars and more.